Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Good morning. This is Karen, and I am your reader today. Today is Thursday, May the 2nd. Which also makes it the 29th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. We are in the season of counting the Omer leading up to the day of Shavuot, and today the Omer is day 9. Our parasha, or Torah portion that we are in this week, now that we are back to reading from our regular Torah portion, is Achrei Mot, which means after death. And our reading today comes from Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 16, verses 18 through 24. Today in history marks the day that Messiah appears to the disciples and to Thomas. This is a possible date, but we get this coming from Yochanan, or John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 29, which says, "After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Yeshua came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst, and said, 'Peace be with you.'" Also on today, Daniel the prophet sees a vision by the river Tigris, from Daniel chapter 10, verse 4. "On the 24th day of the first month, while I was by the bank of the great river that is the Tigris." Before we get started in our readings, let's take this time and bless God and thank Him for His word. "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all people through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master." "Then he is to go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it. He is to take some of the bull's blood and some of the goat's blood and dab it around on the horns of the altar. He is to sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger 7 times and cleanse it and consecrate it from the uncleanness of Bnei Israel. When he has finished atoning for the holy place, the tent of meeting, and the altar, then he is to present the live goat. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquity of Bnei Israel and all their transgressions, all their sins. He should place them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is in readiness. The goat will carry all their iniquities by itself into the solitary land, and he is to leave the goat in the wilderness. Then Aaron is to come into the tent of meeting, take off the linen garment that he put on when he went into the holy place, and leave it there. He is to bathe himself with water in a holy place, put on his garments, and come out to offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people to make atonement for himself and for the people." That was Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 16, verses 18 through 24. Now in our reading today in the Prophets, or the Nevi'im, we are reading Yeshayahu chapters 46 and 47. Bel bows down, Nivo stoops over. Their idols are for beasts and cattle. The things you carry are borne as burdens on weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together. They cannot save the burden, but themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, house of Yaakov, all the remnant of the house of Israel, born by me from birth, carried from the womb. Even in your old age, I will be the same. Until you are gray, I will carry you. I have done it. I will bear you. I will carry you. I will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, or make my equal, or compare me, that we should be alike? They lavish gold from a purse, and weigh out silver on scales. They hire a goldsmith, so he makes a god. They bow down. Yes, they worship it. They lift it upon a shoulder and carry it. They set it in its place, and there it stands. It does not budge from its place. Even if one cried to it, it cannot answer, nor save anyone from his trouble. Remember this and be assured. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is yet to come, saying, my purpose will stand, and I will accomplish all that I please. From the east I am calling a bird of prey, a man for my purpose from a far country. Truly I have spoken, I will bring it to pass. I have planned it. Surely I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, who are far from righteousness. I bring my justice near. It is not far off. My salvation will not delay. I put salvation in Sion, my glory in Israel. Come down and sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, daughters of the Chaldeans. For you will no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind flour. Remove your veil, strip off the skirt, uncover the leg, cross the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered, and your shame will be exposed. I will take vengeance and will spare no one. Our Redeemer, Adonai Tzevaot, is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence. Go into darkness, daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no more be called the mistress queen of the kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my heritage. I gave them into your hand, but you showed them no mercy. You made your yoke very heavy on the aged. You said, forever I will be the eternal mistress queen. You did not lay these things to heart, or remember their end. Now then, hear this, voluptuous one, dwelling securely, saying in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I will not sit as a widow, or know the loss of children. These two things will come upon me, in a moment, in a day, loss of children and widowhood. They will come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries and your many spells. You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. So you have said in your heart, I am, there is no one else besides me. But calamity will come upon you. You won't know how to charm it away. Disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone. Catastrophe you cannot foresee will suddenly come upon you. Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries, which you have toiled over since your youth. Perhaps you will succeed. Perhaps you will cause terror. You are weary of your consultations. So many, So let the astrologers, stargazers, predicting by the new moons, stand up and save you from what will come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. Fire will consume them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It is not a coal for warming by, or a fire to sit before. So much have they become to you, with whom you have toiled, tracking with you from your youth, each wondering about his own way. No one will save you. That was Yeshayahu, chapters 46 and 47. In the reading from the writings today, we are in Proverbs, or Mishle, chapter 26. Like snow in summer, or rain at harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a flying swallow, so an undeserved curse does not land. A whip for a horse, a bridle for a donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, else you also will be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, else he will be wise in his own eyes. Like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is sending a message by a fool's hand. Like a lame man's leg that hang limp, so is a proverb in a fool's mouth. Like tying a stone into a sling, so is giving honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand, so is a proverb in a fool's mouth. Like an archer who wounds at random is one who hires a fool or any passerby. Like a dog that returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see one wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than him. A slacker says, "There's a lion on the road. A lion is in the streets." As a door turns on its hinges, so a slacker turns on his bed. The slacker plunges his hand in the dish. He is too tired to bring it back to his mouth. A slacker is wiser in his own eyes than seven people who answer sensibly. Like one who takes a dog by the ears is a passerby who meddles in a quarrel not his own. Like a madman shooting firebrands and deadly arrows, so is one who deceives his friend and says, "I was only joking." Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, quarrels cease. As coals are to embers and wood to fire, so is the contentious person to kindling strife. A gossip's words are like tasty morsels. They slide down into the innermost parts of the body, like silver glazing overlaying earthenware. Our fervent lips with an evil heart. One who hates disguises it with his lips, but he stores up deceit within him. When he speaks favorably, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred may be concealed by deceit, his evil will be exposed before the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall in it, and whoever rolls a stone will come back upon it. A lying tongue hates those crushed by it, and a flattering mouth causes ruin. That was Proverbs, or Mishlei, chapter 26. And now for the apostolic readings today, we are in 1 John, chapter 2. My children, I am writing these things to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an intercessor with the Father, the righteous Messiah Yeshua. He is the atonement for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the whole world. Now we know that we have come to know him by this, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, "I have come to know him," and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God is truly made perfect. We know that we are in him by this. Whoever claims to abide in him must walk just as he walked. Loved ones, I am not writing a new commandment for you, but an old commandment, one you had from the beginning. This old commandment is the word you have heard. Yet I am writing a new commandment for you, which is true in him and in him, because the darkness is fading and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in the darkness. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness. He does not know where he is going, because the darkness has made his eyes blind. I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you have known the one who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I am writing to you, children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known the one who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the boast of life, is not from the Father, but from the world. The world is passing away along with its desire, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour. Just as you heard that the anti-Messiah is coming, even now, anti-Messiahs have come. By this we know that it is the last hour. They left us, but they didn't really belong to us. If they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But they left us, so it became clear that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar, if not the one who denies that Yeshua is the Messiah? This one is the anti-Messiah, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father, and the one who acknowledges the Son also has the Father. As for you, let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, you also will continue to live in the Son and in the Father. Now this is the promise that he himself has promised us, eternal life. I have written you these things about those who are trying to mislead you. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and it is true and not a lie, and just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we will have confidence and not be ashamed in his presence at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you also know that everyone who does what is right is born of him. That was 1 John chapter 2. If you're going through the apostolic readings twice this year, today you would also read Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 30. That concludes today's podcast and today's readings. And may the word of the Lord fill you in your spirit, in your heart, and renew your mind this day as you go about your tasks as the busy moms that we all are. Until next time, this is Karen wishing you shalom from the Golan Heights.